Welcome to the Reclaiming Her podcast. I am your host, Brooke Belden. I am a healer of healers, a leader of leaders, and I am here to initiate women through their awakening and activate their innermost desires. This podcast is an opportunity for us to have the intimate discussions that I share with my clients and friends about the ways in which we heal ourselves so we can change the world. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of having a coffee meeting with, a gathering, if you will, with a friend of mine who is a fellow manifester. And I swear to you, there should be a podcast just with two manifestors all the time. Maybe I'll reach out to her and see if we should do that. Because when two manifestors get together, it's just absolute fire. I mean, it's such fire. And here's the cool part about it is that it's not just like all blazing glory fire. Like, we're not always fiery. We're actually like, you know, manifestors are here to initiate. They're here to create. They got a lot of big, huge energy. But then they're also like just hardcore resters, right? And so the conditioning that has created within us in our society is that it's like, man, we are hot. We're so powerful. And then all of a sudden we're not. And then when we're not, it's like, well, what's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? And so there's a lot of that lives within us. Like, what is wrong with me? How come I can't get it together? I've lost my motivation. I've lost my power. And luckily, you know, in my journey, I've spent a lot of time kind of deconditioning that and healing that and understanding that, but I still go through it. I mean, I still go through it because when you're on, you're on. I mean, it's almost like this kind of manic state, right? Because you're on, you're fire, you're hot, like you're unstoppable. It's amazing. And if you don't capitalize on it when it's there, well, then it's gone. Like, there is no like, I'll wait and do this next week, because like when you got it, that's what this urge is, as a manifestor. You get this urge to like show up and to like bring the heat, right? Or to drop the bombs or to do whatever. And I was talking about that, like, because it's very similar. It comes with social media, right? Like, it's like, oh my gosh, when you want to share something, when you have a new idea, when you have a new offer, when you have a new this or whatever, like, you're like, it's gotta happen now, and everybody should experience it, and it's going to be revolutionary. And then, you know, if you don't do it in that moment, well, then it's gone. What's also kind of frustrating is that most people aren't fully ready for it. I mean, yes, we're here to inform too, but it's, I swear, like, it doesn't matter how much I inform. It's like things that I said 6 months ago are exciting now, or things that, you know, I knew 2 years ago are exciting now. And you're like, well, that energy is gone for me now, but where were you when I said that then? Right? So that's an element to it for sure. But, you know, there is, I think that within a lot of manifestors, there's a lot of self-doubt, or there's a lot of like, oh yeah, there's a lot of downplay. A lot of us have been taught that we're too much, too big. And so to shrink down and pull back and calm down and all of this. And so when you're with a manifestor who understands their own design, right, and understands what it's like to be a manifestor, there's so much recognition in that. There's so much of like, oh, you get me in that, right? Where it's like, I mean, where you can see the other person's rest, but really what's so beautiful about surrounding yourself with another manifestor as a manifestor is that they see your power when you don't. Most people actually see your power when you don't, right? I think that that's probably true of most designs, but I do think that there is something like inherent into that sort of that initiation and rest cycle within a manifestor, and then where like your feelings of like worthiness go when you're worried that like, oh gosh, this is gone. And it's nice when you can start again. After years of working with it, you do start to see that it's like, oh, okay, I'm just in a rest period, and it's going to come back. And when it comes back, it's going to be hot. But when it's not here right now, right? So I just share that with you because that for me was the excitement of being able to have this conversation yesterday and being able to sit together with a friend of mine who's also a manifestor. And so it was very exciting. But this isn't all, this whole episode is not all about what it's like to be a manifestor. This whole episode is really about the excitement that came from the discussion that we had and this, the phase that I'm in right now. I'm really enjoying my life right now. And that is not to say that life is not really challenging, emotionally challenging in a lot of ways. When you work in, when like you literally were born here to heal and work in the shadows, like life is not sunshine and rainbows 24/7. You're too in the feels, and with the world and the collective where it is right now, with the emotional upheaval and the mental health crisis and the what everything is happening financially. I mean, there's just a lot that's happening. It's so heavy. There are so many issues. The systems are so broken and corrupt. There's so much work that needs to be done, and majority of people out there are feeling. They're feeling it. They're feeling the weight and the heaviness that comes from this. And so, of course, then I feel that immensely, right? Because I see the pain and the healing that we still have to go through. But, and also, right, my life is really great right now. I have really created the exact formula of life that I wanted in my heart. Right. So for me, we recently watched the movie Inside Out with our kids. And so if you've seen the movie Inside Out, it's a Disney movie about emotions. And one of the parts of Inside Out is the core memories that make up your personality traits. And so I haven't really gone through like what my core memories are, but I should probably do that. But that's how it's been playing off in my head, is looking at these areas of my life that like make up who I am. Because not only was my conversation yesterday with a friend who's a fellow manifestor, she's a fellow entrepreneur. And so then that's even more exciting, right? To be able to talk about business and talk about your dreams and talk about a new way of doing things. And I'm at a space of play right now. So, you know, of course we're talking about our businesses and how it's going and all of the different things. And it's so funny because it's like, I was sharing with her that my business is going great. Right? My business is going great. And the reason why my business is going great is because my life is going great. Like the things that I have, that the way in which I have built my life, and that is why my business is great, is because I have built a life. I have not just built a business. I have built a life. And every single day when I decide to show up, it's showing up for that life. And so the pieces of my life I'll just share with you that are, this is it. This is my life. This is where I am in all day, every day. And I love it. It turns me on. It excites me. I pour my heart and my soul into it. It's in my relationship with my husband. It's mothering my children and homeschooling them and bringing them back home, really. I look at it so much more like that. You know, I should do a whole episode on homeschooling, but we'll save that for a different day. It's building my business. And more than building my business, I don't even look at it so much in this moment as building my business. What I look at it is, how am I impacting others? How am I taking this message that I know to be true, that I know that's important, that I know will heal, and how am I sharing that? Right? That's where my business is. It's building our home. And now everybody's got like a little special dream that they love. For me, my dream, one of my earliest dreams, and it's probably, you know, I was raised by a single mom and she was awesome and did great, but I always, always, always wanted to grow up, get married, have a couple of kids, and live in a beautiful home. We moved around a lot. Sometimes we were living in an apartment or a smaller place. And I've literally, I mean, it's like 98% my dream home where I'm living right now. And I just love it. I love it. I love it. And I've had the opportunity to be able to design it the way that I want to and furnish it. And, you know, it's so beautiful. When people walk in, people say, you know, it just feels so peaceful in here. And that's exactly what I want. I want it to be a space of refuge that when you come home, you're like, ah, or when you come over, you're like, ah, right? So I have that. And then it's my personal health and wellness and well-being. Making sure that I fill my own cup up, making sure right now physically that I'm getting my health physically back in check. Making sure that my spiritual and emotional health is high and good. And there's so many things that then play into that that make that up, right? That I'm getting to have amazing conversations with people that I love and getting together and having some girl time. It's making sure that I can travel and explore. It's making sure that I can rest. All those things feed my well-being. And so those are the areas that I look at, that I build every single day. And part of this, you know, when I look at one of the things that we also talked about yesterday was the state of education in America. And we had that conversation too, but, you know, both being entrepreneurs and talking a little bit how I brought the kids home from school and looking at what it looks like to build a business and looking at what these things mean. And so much of what I believe at the core of my being is that our world is changing. It is changing drastically. And if that isn't probably one of the most obvious statements of the past 2 years, I don't know what is, but I mean that on a deep level. And some of us can resist change, and some of us are like getting swirled up in the change. And for me, I feel very grounded in the change. I'm very grounded right now, knowing that our world is changing. And for any real change, there's going to be upheaval. And that is what we're experiencing. We're feeling the upheaval right now. But through that and after that, we will find a new way. We will settle into that new way. The systems that need to crumble will crumble, and rebuild will rebuild. And one of those systems that I'm very passionate about is education. The education system that we are currently existing in started back in the Industrial Revolution, coming home from war, needing to teach people how to work in factories. And that is the system that we have been living in, that we grew up in, that we say, well, it worked for me, that we're sending our kids to, right? And we're doing that so that they can go to school. And then if you're like my age, that it's to go to college, right? To get into to do well in school so that you can get into college, so that you can get a good job. The irony here is how many of you hate your job? If you're working in a job, how many of you hate your job? How many of you know someone who hates their job? How many of you know someone who is completely burnt out, who is completely stressed out, who is living for the weekend and living for retirement? Now, is that how we want to live? Is that what we want to do? Is that how we want to raise our children? Or do we want to build a life? And building a life is all of the things that are essential to you. And making sure that they're good and thriving and healthy, that they contribute to, they add to you, they add value to you, and that then you can add value to the world, right? Because you got those beautiful support pieces around you. And so I love building a business, but I would be completely unsatisfied if my business was my life instead of part of my life. Right? Or if things in my life, those other key pieces in my life, are crumbling because I was so dedicated to my business. And that's really what, that's where we are right now as a whole, is that how can you take a step back for just a moment and look at all of the pieces in your life that matter to you. And I don't care if they're the same as mine or if they're different than mine. The point is that you have them too. And how are you dedicating your full self to them so that you can build a life and not just build a business? Or not just, you know, one thing. Not just thriving in one area while the rest of you is suffering. How can you take the pieces that matter to you the most and make them healthy? And so much of that is about the deconditioning process. It's about the healing process. That has to happen first. You can't keep adding more onto the top. If that's anything that we've learned this past year, it's that more is not better. We are so tired from more. I can't tell you how tired I am personally, just from this schedule from the past year. And I'm sure that that's nothing compared to what it was in 2019. But this schedule this past year of taking kids to school and to dance and to this and to that and having this lunch meeting and this and having this dinner party here and getting together with these friends, I was like, enough. I can't anymore. More is not better. You have to clear and heal and release so that you have space and intentionality for the parts that make up the truth of who you are. That is how we live our best life. That is how we make an impact. That is how we build a business. That is how we create a legacy. That is how we have a nurturing home and family life. That is how we're present when we experience the world. And that is what I want for each one of you.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It is my deepest belief that one space that is healing now is the Sisterhood Collective. The ways in which we support one another and show up for each other, we were never meant to do this alone. So I ask you in joining me in this effort. If my work and my words are speaking to you, I ask you to share it out. Tell someone about this episode or about my offerings. Share this on social media and tag me at Brooke Belden so that I can see you and honor you. Leave a review so the vibration of this work can increase in the algorithms and some other woman who is searching